Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
For verily I say unto you, 23rd verse, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. John 16, And in that day, now Jesus was speaking about the day in which you and I now live. He's referring to after the cross, after the resurrection, and after the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of truth came. In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. He will. In my name. Now, 14th chapter of John. No, the Lord changed me. Let's go back where we were, 16th chapter. We're not done with that. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. I came home, Gloria and I came home. Back in those days, we were gone just all the time. Meetings lasted a long time, like I said in yesterday's broadcast. My dad, in those days, when we did come home, we didn't have an office or anything. This is just, very beginning years of our ministry. And so my dad shared his office and his secretary with us. And he would go to the bank and get mail for the ministry and sort it. And he would, and if there was any offerings or anything in there, then he'd go put it in the ministry's bank account and that kind of thing. And so we came home over this, over a few days, getting ready to go back out again. And he had... Now, some of you people don't have any earthly idea what this is, but there used to be adding machines. Only the extremely educated called them calculators. They're just adding machines. And they had black numbers and red numbers.
Yeah, I remember that.
They did. And Dad came in. And he handed me this little paper that came out of the machine, handed it to me. He said, son, that's what we've got to have. And here are some numbers right there. I only looked at one, and it was a red one. 5,000 dollars. $5,000. Now, $5,000 didn't sound very big to me until I owed it. Yes, now, before... Now, let's back up. Kenneth B.C. Yes, owed everybody that had turned it loose. Mm-hmm. Didn't care whether I ever paid them back or not. Yeah. Well, I cared, but not all that much. And when Gloria and I got married, we were $24,000. I was $24,000 in debt, and she became $24,000 in debt. And we got a hold of the word of faith. Repented. Amen. And we committed before God that we would stay out of debt. In 11 months. Now that doesn't sound big now, $24,000. You figure that up in 1967 dollars and find out how much it is. It's a batch of money. 11 months. Never, not one time, took up an offering for ourselves. We never mentioned anything about it to anybody but God. And without, of course, we didn't borrow anymore. One biblical truth. When in a hole, quit digging. That's second Kenneth. First Kenneth is stay out of debt. 11 months, God did it supernaturally. And she and I have never been in debt since. 1967. Well, here we are. We're out of debt. But we're out there, you know, preaching, and here's $5,000. Now you can see why it struck me like it did, because now I'm $5,000 behind here. And to a faith man, that ain't right. So, but, you know, it didn't frighten me. But I wanted to tell you what I did. John 16:23 came up in my spirit. Now, and I heard the Lord say, in fact, I was in my dad's office. He handed me that slip. I just turned his chair around, got on my knees, and put my Bible in the seat of that chair. And I had that little slip, and I just stuck it there in front of me. Now, who has an amplified translation? Anybody have one here handy? Here you go. All right. Okay, King James Amplified 16:23. When that time comes, you will ask of me, nothing of me. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant. All right, take hold of the word grant. Keep that. Either write it down someplace or make a note, mental note of it right now. He will grant you whatever you ask in my name. He, you remember, in the King James or the Authorized Version, it says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Let's read it again. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. All right. Now then, in the Amplified, let's go back to Mark 11:24. Ooh, girl, you got this marked up good, don't you? Hey, I like this man a lot. Now listen, this is in the Amplified. This is the reason the Lord had me go to the Amplified and do it, because I never noticed this. Truly I tell you, or excuse me, 24th word. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will have it. Whoa! Now I've got John 16:23 guaranteeing me the grant. I've got a rock solid statement of Jesus to base this prayer's answer on. So here's the way it came out. Thank you. Here's the way it came out. I had my Bible in front of me. I said, Father, Jesus said when he was on the earth that whatever I would ask you in his name, you would grant it. I believe that. That's the words of Jesus. It can't fail. I'm the only one that could fail here. And I'm believing this, and I know I'm believing this. I'm on purpose activating my faith on it. Now, the devil's trying to frighten me. He's trying to, he ain't ever going to get it. I said, I know you can't read, Satan. So let me read this to you.
That's good. Yeah.
Now get out of my face. Yeah. Yeah. It is granted me. So, therefore, because you said, whatever I ask you, believing it's granted, I would have it. So whatsoever thing I desire when I pray, I believe it's granted. I have a heavenly grant of $5,000. Thank you very much. That's over. Get up and walk off. Yeah, but don't start the yeah, but. Yeah, but what if is the badge of unbelief. Just get yourself by the ear and say, no, I don't talk like that. Those are not words in my mouth. I refuse to say anything else except it is granted. It is granted. It is granted. Thank you. It is granted. Sir, permission to have $5,000. Sir, it is granted. Thank you, sir. Matter of actually moments. I mean, it wasn't weeks and months, it was just moments. And there it was.
Hallelujah.
The prayer was based solidly on the words of Jesus.
Praise God.
We had an assignment, the first television assignment that we ever had in this ministry. We had accepted the call to be on television. We were already on the radio, but to be on television. And yes, sir, we'll do it. Glory and I said, yes, sir, have any idea how, but we'll do it. And so this first, we did what you would call today a pilot of the program. And we didn't know at the time what we were going to do with it. It was just what the Lord told us to do. So we made several episodes of this program, and there's several, I don't remember now exactly how many, but it was very expensive. And I'm driving down the street here in Fort Worth, stopped at a signal light, and I just leaned over on my steering wheel like that, and I said, I wasn't talking to God, I'm talking to myself. But you understand, he is right there. And I really wasn't talking unbelief or fear. I was honest about it. I said, how are we going to do this? That quick. Now, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, no. It was where any believer that'll listen, he's right in here. And I heard it on the inside. He said, you know exactly how you're going to get it, how you're going to do it. I thought, well, yeah, give, and it'll be given unto you again, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. And I went through all the giving scriptures. And Lord, make sure I'm telling this right. This that I just told concerning that 5,000, didn't that come up in my spirit that day? Okay. He said, no, but it did sometime later. But on that particular day, I said, well, yeah, give. Okay, yes, sir. That's the way we're going to do it. So I called Brother Jerry Seville, and this was very early on. In the 70s, we were on the radio, but we weren't on television yet. I said, Jerry, to get this done, we had a meeting in Birmingham, Alabama. I said, you and I, over there in Birmingham, what we're going to do, the instructions I have of the Lord, is while we're there, we're going to get up every morning at 5 o'clock, and we're going to pray concerning this situation, with how we're going to do this. He said, you bet, that's what we're going to do. And we stood on James chapter 1, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberty to all men, and upbraideth not, he won't because he falls. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So, and we're praying, and we're praying. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I will pray with my understanding. I will pray with my spirit. He's talking about praying in other tongues. He just got through saying that in 1 Corinthians 14 chapter. And so we were praying about it in the spirit. And we've been praying like this, like I said, every morning. The word of the Lord came to me. He said, call Brother so-and-so. And he was a local pastor here, a friend of ours. And give him your airplane. Now, we had a little twin-engine Cessna. And it was the first twin-engine air. We'd had a little single-engine Cessna up to that time. You know, for those particularly in the audience that don't know, I was flying for a living when Gloria and I got married, and when we got saved. I wasn't getting a living, but I was flying for one, you understand? And Gloria said she'd never marry a preacher. Well, she didn't. She married a pilot. She thought. But anyway. And this little twin was 75% of the ministry's assets. You know, whoa. Okay. But, you know, you don't allow the devil to get in there and start trying to scare you of this. Right. No. If you know it's the Lord speaking to you.
Yes, sir.
How do you know? Is it in line with the word? Give and it'll be given unto you. Yeah, but he's not going to ask me to give 75% of what I had. What if he asked you to give it all?
That's right.
You know why he's doing it? Because there's a whole lot more out there he's trying to get through to you. Right. He don't need your money or your airplane, either one.
That's right.
Excuse me. So I said, yes, sir. I told Jerry what he said. He said, glory to God. So I called our buddy and I told him, I said, the Lord just told me to give you my airplane. Clunk went the phone. I heard it bounce on the floor. And he went to screaming and a hollering and a screaming. He's just going wild, you know, and Jerry and I are just going wild. And Jerry's thinking, how are we going to get home? Now, you have to understand, when you build anything and you schedule on your own schedule, on your own time, you schedule more than you do if you have to go on the airlines or you have to drive.
Right, that's right.
Well, in order to keep this schedule, I had to have an airplane or cut something else out.
Right.
Because, that's, you know, that's the way we did it. And so I said, now, here's what we're going to do, Jerry. I said, as soon as we get, and this is what the Lord told me to do. So, as soon as we get home, I'm going to put this airplane in the shop. I'm going to overhaul both engines, overhaul both propellers. We're going to go through it inside and out. We're going to make sure every inspection is complete. This airplane is going to be absolutely pristine because it is a divine seed.
Amen. it is.
Yes,
right, sir.
Come on now. We danced. We praised God. Ten days later, someone who had inherited stock in a little, small, almost worthless company. I didn't know them. They didn't, you know, personally, we'd never met. A bigger company merged with the little company, and all of a sudden her stock was worth a lot of money. She brought an offering to the ministry. Not only enough money to pay for that television, but a twin-engine airplane worth more than five times what the one we sold. See, that airplane was what God was trying to get through to me in the first place, which got me out of that smaller one into this cabin-sized airplane.
Yes,
that would do more, do it higher and faster.
Yes.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
The just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Now, you ain't living until you got living by faith.
That's right. Praise God.
All the crying and bawling and squalling in the world won't get you anything. God is not going to answer you because you need it. If He did, He'd just be following the devil everywhere He goes. No, He's going to answer you because He loves you. And He'll answer you. The answer's already there. It's faith connection that brings a result.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.